We've been talking about the real problem of demonic oppression. See, the devil hates it. Get behind me, devil. Get away. Can't stop it. And and the look at this, because so many Christians are being impacted by this. Bad. And so we want to look at this. Yesterday, just review, we know that the devil is out on a seek and destroy mission. I'm not going to allow the devil to mess my voice up. That's not going to happen. No, it's not. Where he tries to impact, like now he's trying to impact my voice, so I won't tell you. But that's not going to work. Devil, just in the name of Jesus, just leave. Cannot stop it. Now, the oppression is body, soul, mind, soul, will, soul, emotions, and spirit. Body, appetites, lust, gluttony, sex, clothes, addictions, pornography, internet, shopping, overeating, sports, gambling, TV, illness, cancer, arthritis, epilepsy, asthma, and incurable diseases. Bodily states, sleeplessness, sleeping, lethargy, pain, nervousness. That's where the oppression happens. Then there's soul, mind, torment, thoughts of accusation, temptation, distraction, terror, insanity, death, blocked memory. That's interesting, isn't it? Forgetfulness, lethargy, compulsive thoughts, blocked understanding of God's word. Forgetfulness, lack of memory. How about Alzheimer's, huh? Soul will, weak will, a will that has no follow-through, passive. So emotions, exaggerated emotional states, fear, anxiety, anger, rage, shame, rejection, grief that is overextended or out of proportion. Spirit, attempting prevention of salvation, spiritual lethargy, doubt of spiritual experience, unbelief, can affect, harass, prevent maturing, but not take over the Christian. Why? Because a Christian cannot be possessed. Now, we looked yesterday at open doors, how demons enter. Genesis 4:7, and if you do not well, sin is crouching at the door, and its desire is for you, but you must master it. Notice that was God saying that to Cain. God saying that to Cain. Sin is crouching where? At the door. And its desire for you, you must master it. See, doors are areas where things enter. Naturally, you walk in and out of the door. Everybody understands that. Spiritually, it's the same thing. Now, it seems true in the demonic realm. Fear, rejection, rebellion, anger, rage, shame, perversion, control, and abandonment. They're able to enter. A lot of it comes from the sins of the fathers and generationally. And see, the enemy puts pressure on us. And they bring to us pressure to prevent us from, number one, being victorious. Number two, salvation for those that are unbelievers. But remember, this is important. Demons can claim ownership in the womb. That's right. Mama is doing all kinds of stuff. Mama's involved in all kinds of perversion while she's carrying that child. Interesting, isn't it? All right, let's look at this. David said something that is just absolutely incredible. 2 Samuel chapter 3, 27 through 29. Listen to David. Here's the entry point right here. Now when Abner returned to Hebron, Joab took him aside into the gateway as though to speak with him privately. Notice this. And there, to avenge the blood of his brother, Asahel, Joab stabbed him in the stomach and he died. Murder, right? Now listen to this. Later, when David heard about this, he said, in my kingdom are forever innocent. I and my kingdom, it wasn't us. I and my kingdom are forever innocent before the Lord concerning the blood of Abner, son of Ner. Now here it comes. Here it comes. May his blood fall upon the head of Joab and open all his father's house. Upon all his father's house. May the blood fall on Joab and upon all the father's house. May Joab's house never be without someone who has a running sore or leprosy or has leaned on a crutch or falls by the sword or lacks food. Bang! Bang! Right there. Right there. Right there. You see? That's the starting and entry point. David, King, cursed Joab and his family, but at the same time, backed away from the murder for him and his house. Understand this. A lot of Christians just don't grab this. They just don't. They just don't understand this stuff. Now we're going to look at the list of sins of the flesh. This is one of the opening. By the way, that door was called inherited curses. That's door number one. Inherited curses. That you just read it. Sins of the flesh: anger, fear, greed, covetousness, jealousy, envy, rebellion, and pride. These are all sins of the flesh. These are open doors for demonic entry. It's the oppression, not possession, but oppression. You ever see Christians? They're always angry all the time. They're always full of anger about something. And how about the fear? How about the greed and the covetousness in the body of Christ, in the child of God? It should not be, but it is. Jealousy and envy. See, jealousy makes you sick. Rebellion, pride. You see this in Christian lives. It's all there. They've never gotten sanctified. They never have won the battle over this stuff. I mean, some Christians are angry all the time. Some are full of fear. Some are greed. Some are, I wanted that. I wanted to sing on that. I wanted to sing in that praise team. How dare they give it to so-and-so? I sing better than they do. Hello? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They're driving a better car than I am. Huh. Rebellion. No, I'm not gonna do that. Ephesians speaks of walking in disobedience and rebellion. And 1 Samuel tells us that rebellion is the same as sin of witchcraft. Then there's pride. The original sin of Satan is pride. Now, that's sins of the flesh. Let's add some more. Lust, gluttony, gossip, strife, bitterness, self-righteousness, criticizing, blaming, and judging. and unforgiveness. These 14 things, right here, will open up demonic doors into a believer's life, not possession, oppression. And that's what happens. Gossip, that constant gossip. Strife. James talks about that. And when he talks about it, he talks about it in confusion in every evil work. Bitterness. Self-righteous. These areas, now in the Christian's life, it should not be named among us, but it is. That's two doors. We talked about that yesterday. Here's door three. So this is brand new stuff. Illness is door number three. Illness provides an opportunity for demons to enter. There's physical illness and accidents. And what happens is that where a person is ill, their defenses are lowered. And while their defenses are lowered, the enemy takes advantage of vulnerability. Say that again. The enemy takes advantage of vulnerability. When a person is vulnerable, the enemy takes advantage of it. And the old saying, you're kicking him while he's down. Yes. Demons take advantage of kicking them while they are down. And be careful here. There's added liability with medical drug use. See, I'm not. Don't you dare say, well, you're not supposed to take any medicine for help. No, I didn't say that. I'm saying be careful. And let me tell you something. Demons use drugs to destroy people's lives. All this fentanyl business, that's demonic. I guarantee you, there's a spiritual entity, a demon, that looks over fentanyl. He controls it. People think it's man, the cartels doing that. It's not the cartels. It's demon activity at work. You got to deal things in the spiritual realm. Hear me. Spiritual realm. Notice what happened to my voice when I wouldn't stand for that? Instant cleared up, right? As soon as I began teaching, it was gone. The devil, you do not allow the enemy to control your life in any area of your life. Don't allow it. Understand the authority of the believer. And I need to do an in-depth series on the authority of the believer. I really do. And how to overcome the powers of evil. Don't put up with that junk. So here we are. Don't we have an epidemic of people on prescription drugs? Huh? I'm not talking about taking an aspirin. I'm talking about all these opioids and all this other stuff. You see, there's any avenue the devil can use to open a door in our lives so we will be vulnerable to his control. Now, remember what I'm saying here, not possession, oppression. Then there's accidents. See, they swarm. They're like roaches. They swarm into the soul realm. Demons shocked, traumatized, depressed, And they move right in. Well, he's just accident prone. You know, he can't do anything without having some kind of accident. So what happens, it starts a cycle of accident proneness. Accident proneness. Then there's emotional trauma. Emotional. I mean, the potential opening of that door is unbelievable. Emotional, physical experiences that fractures defenses. You know, everybody has some trauma in their lives emotionally. You hear things and, you know. But here's what happens. Break up a relationship, divorce, unexpected death, job loss, abuse, rape, ritual sexual abuse is open doors. See, a lot of these occur in childhood. Happens. See, they don't understand that all this affects a person as they grow up. Now, of course, Jesus can deal with it. And of course, the blood of Christ overcomes it. No doubt about it. But they don't know what's happened to them. And see, the question is, you got to shut the door. You got to shut the door. See, and the enemy tries to destroy our will. The will area. The passiveness of the state of mind. And here's what happens that people don't know. And Christians, my Lord, help me. Enter into unguarded moments in their thinking. Well, I don't see nothing wrong with that. And it comes by drugs, chants, music, meditation. I saw a picture the other day and I almost threw up. It came from one of my relatives. There was a church, sanctuary, and all the chairs were pushed aside. And there's a group in that church on the floor of the sanctuary practicing yoga. I'm telling you what. I don't know who allowed that in that church. But the Spirit of God took a long walk away from that place, doing yoga in God's house, because they don't see it as wrong. Christians doing yoga, transcendental meditation, they're the mind, see them. Getting into a framework of blanking your thinking out and in a trance, you know, that's what yoga does. You go into a trance, and TM does that as well. These are all areas. Anesthesia used in operations, right? I'm not saying it's bad. See, what it does, it leaves the mind unguarded. And opens the way for this oppression. Here's another one. Here's the big boy. Occult involvement. This is the big boy right here. We've looked at inherited curses, sins of the flesh, door number 3, illness. Door number four, emotional trauma. Door number five, passive trance state of mind. Here comes occult environment. Here it comes. This is the big boy here. And occult involvement is a major form of idolatry. That's right. Exodus chapter 20, verse 3 through 6. The word occult means hidden. Occult environment means looking for knowledge and or power in hidden sources, sources other than the true and living God. And eventuality leads to allegiance or worship to those sources. Well, I don't see anything wrong with. See, and the occult is usually driven by lust for power through knowledge and control. And occult environment is like drug use or sexual sins. It's progressive. It all started in our face back in the day with two innocent-looking TV programs. It was innocent. They're still on today. Innocent. Bewitched. And I Dream of Jeannie. Ah, fun times, right? You know, this little witch, she's married to this guy that's not, and she has a family of witches, but then her daughter she has a daughter with this person that isn't a witch or warlock, and the daughter begins to have the power her mom has. It's right in front of us. Elizabeth Montgomery, famous actress, daughter of Robert Montgomery, died at a young age. And so did Dick York. They died young. They did. And then the other one was, I Dream of Jeannie. Barbara Eden was the beautiful genie. It started right there. And it was harmless fun, right? Harmless. Harmless. They all laugh. Ha 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 ha. Harm was fun. And all these activities. Then we have the 800 numbers. You know, the psychics. I call it a number for hell. I said that publicly. 1-800, I'm going to lose my soul. And some psychic somewhere with a familiar operates, and all this other stuff in the newspapers every day. All these individuals, they read their horoscope. Christians read their horoscope. Oh, it's just fun. It's just a fun. It's a good thing. It's a good time. Read their stars, their star chart. Somebody asked me one time, what sign are you under? I said, that's easy. The sign of the cross is what my sign is. I'm under the cross of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. All this stuff. Harm was fun. God hates the occult. Listen to some of the scriptures. I'm going to give you some here. You can write them down. I'm not going to read them all. Deuteronomy 4:19, astrology or worshiping the stars. Deuteronomy 18:10-12. Many things, detestable abominations to the Lord, are listed. Sacrificing one's own children. Oh, wow. Sounds like abortion, doesn't it? Practicing divination, sorcery, interpreting omens, witchcraft, casting spells, mediums, consulting the dead. Leviticus chapter 22-5, sacrificing children to false gods. That's called abortion. Verse 6. Consulting familiar spirits, mediums, witches, and wizards. Leviticus 20, verse 27. Being a medium, witch, or wizard. Galatians 5, 20. Look at this. Paul lists these things as works of the flesh, idolatry, and witchcraft. Revelation 21, 8. Occult practitioners, sorcerers, idolaters are headed for the lake of fire. That's where they're going. Now, the demons of occult power are usually strong when people have been involved in occult activities or when a person is a generational focus for witchcraft or occult sin due to past generations. ESP gifts, psychic powers. All these psychics. It's important that a person renounce all desire for demonic gifts, psychic powers, and abilities, and affirm that he wants only the giftings of the Holy Spirit. You see, these are areas. Look at this. Somebody says, well, there's special giftings. Special giftings. Ancestors. There's cultures. I've been there. I've been there. That deal with ancestral worship. Ancestral worship. These cultures deal in ancestral worship. Worship of ancestors. Ancestors influencing their lives. Praying to ancestors. I've been there and I've seen people pray to dead ancestors. That's right. I've been in cultures where that's happened. Inherited descendants. Masons, Freemasonry, Bloody Oath, Indian ancestor dedications in witchcraft. It's endless. It's endless. It's endless. Beloved, it's endless. You've got to understand how these things affect people's lives. Christians. Yeah. Absolutely. Christians. These open doors are very real. These open doors are very, very, very real. Very real. And they affect Christians' lives. Now think about this for a second. I'm trying to help somebody here. I'm trying to reach out and touch somebody here. These areas impact Christians today. They just do, but they don't know. That's the problem. They just don't know. And these doors are entryways, but they're not the only. They're major ways, but they're not the only way. That's what happens. We're being impacted by demonic oppression. See, you ever wonder? I've been a pastor a long time, right? And I pray for thousands of people worldwide, laid hands on them. I'll do that again coming up in a few days. And I've noticed as a pastor, and I've sat back because you have the same thing in the same person's life all the time, don't you? Don't you? Same thing in the same person all the time, always fearful. Always going through certain things. Always. Always. Now, we know the gospel is true. The word of God is true. We know the power of the Holy Spirit's real. We know salvation is lovely. And everything else this entails, right? So how come we have Christians that fear all the time? You ever ask yourself that? How come we have Christians that are through traumas? Always have accidents. I'm not talking about once in a while. How come? One time in a church, the spirit, you got to understand that. That we had an onslaught of the flu. Lift up your voice and say, man, anybody here looking for a Bible? Everybody. I said, wait a minute. It's going around. See, with this COVID-19 business, well, it doesn't have to go around. Who are we kidding? Then I had a time when a lot of the senior ladies were falling. They're just falling. Some broke hips, some broke arms, some just got hurt real bad. I said, wait a minute. Another lady in our church has fallen this week? I'm not talking about just the senior ladies. I'm talking about the young ladies, too. Why are they falling for? They're playing tennis. They're running. They're doing this. All of a sudden, walking down a sidewalk, they fall? Uh-oh. And we began praying against this stuff. I stood behind that podium, and in the name of the Lord, we stopped that demonic intrusion. And you know, bang, nobody was falling. Nobody was falling down. It was activity of the enemy. You've got to understand this. Now understand this. When it becomes noticeable in your family, and it becomes noticeable in those that you know, and it becomes noticeable in the church, something is wrong. And that's when you got to deal with it. Okay, a person, you know, they were cutting tomatoes and they cut their finger with a knife. Okay. Everybody cutting their finger with a knife? Cutting potatoes? You know what I'm saying here? That's chronic. That's oppression. See, and we go, oh, well, I guess we're just all accident prone here. Understand this. Understand what I'm saying to you. Pass it on. Understand the spirit of discernment. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. This isn't quote unquote normal. This is oppression. Everybody getting headaches in the church. Everybody feeling bad. attack demonically. Understand what I'm saying to you. Doorways. And when you begin to talk to them, well, you find out. Again, I'm going to say it again. I'll say it 1,000 times, 10,000 times more. All this business that we're seeing is demonic activity. All this transgender business is demons at work. Well, you're just a phobic. I'm afraid of that? No. Well, you're just one of those Christians. I've heard that too. You're just one of those Christians, you know. You're one of them. You believe in the Bible and you believe this and you believe that. And, you know, really, so we have a 3-year-old girl playing in the sandbox as a child would. And all of a sudden, this 3-year-old girl gets the idea that she needs to be a boy. And the little boy playing with a plastic bat, hitting a plastic ball and running around the yard, all of a sudden, he gets the idea that he needs to be a girl. And now he's 5. Now he's 5. I would love to ask the parents, what are you watching on television? What are you listening to? Are you involving yourselves in any occult practices? Watching horror movies? And this really steams me. People getting ready for Halloween. Yeah, went to the store the other day. It was packed with Halloween stuff. It's not even October yet. We're getting ready for Halloween, which is basically, are you ready for this? The biggest holiday out of the year outside of Christmas. I wonder why. Well, we're going to get ready this year. We're all going to dress up like demons and devils. And we're going to celebrate and celebrate and celebrate. And we're going to dress everybody a cult. They don't even know what they're celebrating. They don't even understand this. You know? My people perish for lack of knowledge. And any Christian, I'll say it again, any Christian involves themselves in Halloween or its associations of Halloween, you're opening your life to demonic oppression in your life and the children as well. Heavenly Father, thank you for the week here. Thank you for this study. I pray that it touches somebody somewhere. I ask you, Lord, to use this study to help somebody to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might, to understand the Holy Spirit of God and the anointing of that Spirit in their lives.